Tape script 7.7. Things I'm passionate about. Julia.
I'm really passionate about playing tennis. I've been playing nearly 20 years. I was about 7 or 8 when I started having lessons, and I had a fantastic teacher. I think that's why I still love it. She was passionate about the sport, and that influenced me. I've played in competitions, mainly when I was at school. I still do sometimes. I enjoy it, I think, because it's a very psychological game. I mean, if you're playing badly, you have to push yourself to continue. It's a challenge not to give up. It's also a very sociable sport. I've made lots of friends playing doubles, and it's a game that doesn't have to be expensive. Anyone can play. All you need is a tennis racket. You don't need expensive clothing or equipment like you do for skiing, and it's a fantastic way to keep fit all year round. There's only about 3 months that you can't play. When I lived in Australia, I played every week of the year. I adored that. It was brilliant.
Paul.
My passion at the moment is horse riding. It's strange to hear myself say that, because I've only been doing it about a year, and I never imagined I'd be so keen on it. It all happened because I was talking to someone who rode horses, and I said that stupid thing people often say, "Oh, I've always wanted to do that." And she said, "Why don't you then?" And I thought, "Why not? I've always liked horses. They're so big and powerful, but so beautiful when you see them racing round a field or on a track. It amazes me that they let people ride on their backs. Riding is very physically demanding, because your body has to be in harmony. It has to move with the horse, but it keeps you fit. Of course, I have fallen off a few times, but it seems that the more you fall, the less it hurts. Also, you have to try and understand your horse. They have moods. You never quite know what a ride is going to be like. A horse you had a fantastic ride on 1 week can be slow and miserable the next week. I really like that about horses. They have personalities.
Andrew.
I'm passionate about poetry. I studied English literature at university, but it wasn't until after I graduated that I really got into poetry, and I started writing some myself. And I met some other people who wrote poetry, and I heard them read it aloud, and that was amazing. I felt the power of the words. The thing I like so much about it is that you can say so much with just a few words. So, little means a lot. Each word, each noun, adjective, preposition has to work hard. There's a poem by Simon Armitage called To His Lost Lover. It's a poem of regret about not saying the things you should have said in a relationship. It has it all for me. Poetry's all about saying what often goes unsaid and with passion. It can be such a help in your life. If you feel tired or depressed, you can always find a poem that will help. It can be short or long. It doesn't matter.
James.
The thing I'm passionate about, and this may surprise many people, is British weather. I know lots of people can't stand our weather. They complain about it all the time, but I love it. You see, when I was a child, my family lived in California for 5 years, and we had about 365 days of sunshine every year. It was so boring. I was 10 when we came back to England, and I just loved all the changes in the weather. Here, you really appreciate the sunshine, and you notice the seasons. For me, one of nature's miracles is after a long, hot, sunny day, there's a thunderstorm or a downpour of rain, and you go out in the garden and you can smell the freshness in the air. The world has been washed clean and bright. It's magic. And you know, it's a myth that it rains all the time. It doesn't. Anyway, it's the rain that gives us our green fields. You know that joke, if you don't like English weather, wait 10 minutes. That's why it's interesting.
Harriet.
Something I feel really passionately about is fox hunting. My grandmother, mother
and uncles have always been keen on hunting, and I started when I was about six. We hunt up in the Welsh mountains. We go out from about 11 a.m. and we don't get back till after dark. And the thing I love best about it is that you are away from everything and everyone, up in the hills, and you work together with horses and dogs. And if you're following a clever fox, you can see him working out how to lose the dogs. He knows the countryside so well, where the holes are, where to hide. Where we hunt in Wales, it's a sheep farming area, so the farmers contact us if they have a problem with a fox. We only hunt on their land if we are asked. I don't hunt so much now because the laws have changed.